Today on Changing Course, our guest is Brian Gligor. He'll be performing a one-man play at the Clarence Brown Theater, October the 23rd through October the 25th. It's called I Am My Own Wife. Brian, thanks for coming in. Tell us about this production. It sounds challenging.
It's wildly challenging. I did not expect it to be this difficult going into it, but it's definitely the hardest thing I've ever worked on and perhaps will ever work on. It's the true story about Charlotta von Malsdorf, who was an antique collector and a transvestite who lived in East Berlin during the Nazi and communist regimes. And it's an inspiring story just to learn about a person who lived openly as a crossdresser in like an impossible time to be one. Even past the LGBTQ community, I think any individual that's willing to be that true to themselves in such an impossible environment gives us all permission to really be ourselves to whatever degree we might vary from the so-called norm. So the show is a one-man show. I play 35 characters that all revolve around this specific individual. One of the characters is actually Doug Wright, who is the playwright of the piece. He won the Pulitzer Prize for it in 2004, as well as the Tony Award for Best Play, Best Director, and Best Lead Actor, Jefferson Mays, at the time. And it's never been performed in Tennessee before, so this is its Tennessee debut, and I'm really proud and excited to be bringing it here.
And this is part of your thesis project, right?
Yeah, so I'm a master's in fine arts in acting, and we call it a project in lieu of thesis. Instead of writing a huge paper, we take on some sort of project that we can go in depth with. And I've produced a few shows, and my faculty thought it would be a good idea for me to take on a show that I'd be able to produce. I've hired on a design team and a director, John Sipes, who's phenomenal and directs all over the country. So this will be my master's project, my final project for my degree.
In the back of your mind, when you were looking at options for this project, did you look at this one and go, yeah, but maybe that's going to be a lot of work. Why not this one? I mean, did you narrow it down between several plays?
It was the head of the acting department, Jed Diamond, who we were having this conversation at the end of my first year, actually, and he was like, why don't you do a one-man show? What about I Am My Own Wife? And I hadn't even read it. When it was on Broadway, I was on the national tour of Rent in 2004. So I never had the chance to see it. I had heard great things. And then I read it, and I was equally, like, shocked at how hard it seemed, but also totally amazed by the material, and it resonated so well with me that I just had to do it. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, I came here to get my master's to really challenge myself and see how far I could stretch myself. So why not take on this play where 20 of the characters are German? I have to work on a German dialect. I have to work on a Cockney dialect, a Japanese dialect, a Indian dialect. I have all these different characters from different countries. So that really stretched me, and then the movement of the piece, I changed characters sort of on a dime, and it's all about physicality, and that's a lot of what our acting training is like voice work and movement work and then acting technique. So this seemed like it brought it all together. It's a super hard piece, but I'm growing by leaps and bounds as a performer because of it. So
from a technical standpoint, I'm kind of fascinated how you switch between characters, especially so many. Are there costume differences? I mean, when the accents change, obviously you know it's a different person.
Yeah. Everyone wears one outfit. It's a standard black peasant dress, which in Charlotta's world, it's almost like everyone is a cross-dresser. The guys and the girls all wear a dress, basically. So yeah, there's no costume changes. I really pull it off by vocal changes and physical changes. And John Sipes has worked in a bunch of awesome tricks just with the blocking that helped me switch from character to character. Just different moments where I turn around a chair or sit down or stand up or go around a door where suddenly I'm a new person. So it actually comes across pretty well, I think, if I may say so myself.
I guess there's no way you could have an understudy for this.
No, there? Yeah, there's no understudy. That's for sure. It's just me. So, that's really been in a big challenge as an actor. I've had big parts in shows before, but I've never been the only actor in the whole show where it's like a 2-hour monologue where I'm talking to myself at times and I don't have someone to connect to. But this show in particular is designed in such a way where I really get to talk to the audience. The audience is very much a part of the show and is in the room. It's direct address. And so in a way, everybody who comes is going to be my scene partner. So that'll help a little bit.
It sounds like you are taking this very, very seriously in terms of research. I mean, you were mentioning earlier about going to North Carolina to buy a Victrola, but you also went to Berlin, right?
I did.
tell me about that.
Well, so Charlotta von Malsdorf curated a museum in Malsdorf called De Gründerzeit Museum, where she collected antiques from the Gründerzeit period, which was a period of German industrial design between 1890 and 1900, and she just loved furniture. And in that period, there was a lot of really beautiful music machines, like the Victrola you have in your lobby and the Edison phonograph I'm going to get this afternoon in Chapel Hill. And it was important for me to be able to go and visit the museum because the museum really inspired the piece. She gave tours of this museum, and Doug Wright, the playwright, went on a tour. And while he was on the tour, he was like, you know, this stuff is really fascinating. But what's even more fascinating is you're a transvestite who lived in East Berlin during the Nazi and communist regimes. Like, that's impossible. How did that even happen? So he started interviewing her, and then a play was born from that, a Pulitzer Prize winning play.
It's kind of mind-boggling that she just wasn't taken out and killed because, I mean, they were, oh, this guy's limping over here. He's not good.
Yeah.
How did she survive?
Well, that's actually a big part of the play is she ended up becoming an informant for the Stasi, which allowed her a little bit of immunity but caused a whole lot of other problems in her life because she was actually also very active in the gay community in Berlin. After the wall came, gay life in Berlin was really finished, and she had a museum with a space downstairs that she was actually able to have functions for the gay and lesbian community at the time. So she was actually a central point of the gay community, but at the same time, she was sort of on the Stasi's payroll, which allowed her to basically stay away from being killed or being thrown in jail. So a lot of the play turns into the struggle between those two dynamics.
Oh, that sounds fascinating.
Yeah, she's a fascinating person. It's been amazing to study her life, and that was the big reason why I had to go to Berlin was I wanted to experience more of what East Berlin was like post-war.
Our guest again today on Changing Course, actor Brian Gligor. His performance of I Am My Own Wife will be at the Clarence Brown Theater October the 23rd through the 25th. I'm Todd Steed. Changing Course is a production of WUOT.